The Italian aid group Emergency has had a tense relationship with local authorities in violence-wrecked Helmand province, due in part to its policy of treating all patients. Afghan officials said they detained three Italian emergency workers Saturday, a doctor, a nurse, and a logistics worker. Afghan officials said they were held as part of an investigation into an alleged plot to kill the governor of Helmand province. Helmand Province Governor Gulab Mangal said an emergency staff member received $500,000 as an advance payment for killing him. In total, nine people, including six Afghans, were held after explosive suicide vests, hand grenades and other weapons were discovered in the storeroom of the emergency-run hospital in Helmand's capital, Lashkargah. Emergency founder Gino Strada denounced the detentions of the aid group's three workers, calling it a mafia-style attempt to silence a witness.
È scattata la guerra a un ospedale. Ma potremmo anche dire che...
Strada says a preventive war has been launched against a hospital. He says the hospital's presence in the region is a problem for the Afghan government, and so the aim is to remove an uncomfortable witness. Strada says he believes coalition forces are planning to launch a major bombing offensive in Afghanistan, and the hospital in Lashkargah is a problem for them. So this, he says, is an effort to try to get rid of it. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini said the truth about the weapons found in the hospital needs to be ascertained as soon as possible.
Vogliamo un'investigazione approfondita. E vogliamo garantire ai tre italiani arrestati.
Frattini said Italy wants an in-depth investigation and also wants to ensure that all three Italians detained are guaranteed all the rights provided for in international conventions. It is evident that what we want is the truth, he said. The charges are very serious. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.